Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. My name is Paul Segretto, CEO of Franchise Foundry, a proud sponsor of Social Geek Radio. Now, if you're really ready to geek it out, I'd like to introduce you to Social Geek Radio's hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Monson.
Well, hello, Social Geek Radio listeners. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from Mountain View, California.
And this is Jack Munson from Minolto, Inc., also coming to you live from Mountain View, California. What are we doing in Mountain View, California?
We're going to GIFA 2015.
Yeah.
I get so excited to go to Google.
Well, now, you've been here before. I have not. So tell me exactly what is this GIFA thing that I've gotten into, and who's going to be here, and what are we going to do for the next couple of days?
Well, the fact that you and I are here, that's good. So we're going to have a few franchisors, lots of IFA suppliers, and Google pulls out all the red carpet for us. They have speakers, we have presentations, we get to do the Google campus tour. Jack, it's Google. You can ride a Google bike if you want. You can do a search on their kiosk, and it's, the screen is about as big as a movie theater screen, and you can check it out and, you know, put a brand in there, put your name in there, and just like you would do a Google search on your computer, but you can do it on this great big screen. So if you ever want to see yourself on the big screen, just put your name in there if you've got a YouTube video out there, and it'll freak you out.
So I don't think I'm understanding it by saying that you're just a little bit excited about being at Google
for the next
couple of days. So.
Yeah, it's cool. So, yeah, the selfie stick is in my bag. No doubt. I will pull it out. Sorry. I will. I'm going to use the selfie stick.
I was hoping Google would have the same rule that the Smithsonian has come up with.
Nope. They're
not allowed the selfie sticks, but great. No, I'm glad to be here. The Googleplex looks amazing, at least so far from the outside. A lot of our friends from the franchise space and from a lot of marketing partners of Google will be here for the next couple of days. So looking forward to seeing them. But also, this is our fifth anniversary. So officially, happy anniversary to you. I know you mentioned that you spoke with former host BJ Emerson this week, and BJ is going to be joining us back on the air in a couple of weeks, right?
Yes, sir, he is. He's very excited. He's got a lot of cool things going on, and you know, he's hanging out with movie stars these days, so he's going to let our audience know how you can actually engage with the movie star to be part of a video production, whether it's a commercial or something you might be doing for a university or a brand or whatever. I was quite surprised how easy it is to be able to, commission or hire the star.
Right.
So he will let us in on that secret. And he's working with some really cool guys right now. So, and he says to say happy anniversary. So, yep, 5 years
Excellent.
Ago this month.
Wow, 5 years. That's a lot of guests. That's a lot of franchisors. About half of which I think will be at the GIFA Summit this week. So what else we got going on in franchising and technology news? I know you've been hitting the Periscope quite a bit this week, right?
Yes, I am. And I'm sorry for those that were going to tune in tonight and watch the Periscope, but maybe we'll do something on the Google campus in the next couple of days. But, yeah, it's really cool. I mean, if you use Meerkat or if you use, any of the videos, I love it because it's live. And you just go on, you say, oh, you know what, I think I want to do a live stream of, oh, let's say, a franchise ribbon cutting like we did yesterday. And, you know, people just jump on and they ask questions and they engage. And you and I both watched a Periscope earlier this week with Carly.
Yeah, Carly Fiorina announcing her candidacy for president on Periscope. Who would have thought that, you know, let's go back to the election 4 years ago. Who would have thought that within 4 years there would be a whole new technology that didn't even exist at that time, that someone would be announcing their candidacy and then taking calls from potential voters on the same day on this brand new technology. So that was very cool to see.
I love that because you could tell from the people that were joining Periscope, because if you've not used Periscope before, audience, and Chuck, I know you have, but, you know, you're watching this Periscope and you're watching it live or you're participating live, you see the profiles of the folks that are joining, you see the questions that they're asking. This was not staged. These were folks from Reston, Virginia, or Marlton, New Jersey, or wherever it was, asking questions. Now, granted, a bazillion questions were coming through, and she had a moderator that were jotting down the questions and asking them. But I think that's pretty brave to do that on the fly, to do it live, to answer those. I'm sure they picked, you know, what questions she wanted to answer, but kudos to her. I thought it was very well done. She came across well. It was professional, but I loved, you know, the rapid fire things that she was throwing out there, you know, hot dogs or a burger or whatever the questions were. But I was impressed. So I think more folks need to explore Periscope and check it out.
Yeah, I will be very interested to see how brands really jump out in front of Periscope and exactly what people are able to do and what's going to happen with a lot of brands, especially some of the franchise brands that we're working with. So I think there's a lot of excitement there. I think there's a lot of potential. Not sure if anybody really has their hands around it, but now that we've had a potential president of the United States, on and taking questions, I think it suddenly became a very real thing this week.
Right. So, what folks can do, and I would suggest, for specifically franchise brands to test it. So yesterday, we had a franchise ribbon cutting, and I opened up Periscope, and I filmed it, but I was filming it live via Periscope. Well, what you can do, there's a feature within your settings of Periscope that allows you to download that video to your camera. So downloaded it, and you can turn around and convert it and upload it to YouTube. So you've got the video. Now, what it doesn't do at this point, though, I think that's coming, it doesn't save the conversations that you see pop up on the screen and the profiles. It just saves the actual video that you're filming, which, really, that's probably all you need because it's very distracting to see those questions come up or the profiles and so-and-so's joining and so-and-so's joining.
And all of the little hearts as they float by,
the
right?
Hearts. Yeah. The hearts are important, though. You want to give people hearts because that's your ranking, and that's your credibility and validates that you are a Periscope user. I mean, I'm now looking at profiles and saying, oh, they have two hearts. Well, they may not have done a scope yet. They may not have done anything or received any hearts. So you're going to find you're going to get more followers if you've got a lot of hearts under there. Now, your Periscope videos are only live for 24 hours. So, there's a big Periscope user named Mark Shaw, and I think he's out of the UK. And one of the tips I got from him is, do your best to try to get a scope at least once a day so that you always have something recent on your profile that doesn't show zero.
Oh, very good. I think that's our first Periscope tip is always have at least one video per day. So no matter what day it is, if someone checks out your mm-hmm. profile, there's always at least one piece of video that someone can see. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's hard to do. Now, there's some users out there that just, oh, my God, I think all they're doing is using Periscope. But that's okay. They're building an audience, and they've got 20,000 hearts or 50,000 followers. But, Ellen DeGeneres, she Periscopes her staff does a Periscope before every show. So you can go on and you can watch the pre-show at the Ellen show. It's just I think, mark my words, I think we're going to see Periscope stick around for a while.
Yeah, you think that's going to beat out mm-hmm. Meerkat for being the live broadcast capabilities?
I think so. Yeah.
I'm kind of kidding, but in all reality, if Ellen DeGeneres is on it, it's probably the one to follow, right?
Yeah, and the fact that I'm in California and I didn't, it, I wasn't able to get tickets to the Ellen show. I'm very disappointed, but that's okay because I'm going to Google.
That's all right. Right. You can watch Ellen on Periscope and go to Google and get some work done. So, well, anything else that that you're looking forward to at Google this week at the GIFA conference?
I think, you know, here's what we should do, Jack. I think what we should do is do a broadcast again after we go to GIFA and share everything that we learned at GIFA. But, you know, we know our IFA staff members will be here, so we'll get to see Elisa and Kara. So I'm interested to see what IFA's got up their sleeve and what's going on. But I don't know. I don't know what else to expect. I think it'll be it's definitely going to be a good session.
Yes, absolutely. So, well, very good. Well, why don't we wrap it for tonight? But again, great job on your end for sticking with this little podcast for 5 years. That's very impressive. I haven't done the math yet, but that's a lot of shows. We'll just put it that way. So happy anniversary. And everybody, thanks for tuning into Social Geek Radio this week. And we'll be back next week with some findings from GIFA and from Google, and see what else is happening in franchising this week.
Very good. Thank you, Jack. I'll see you soon.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.